Well, what about propaganda being paid for by you, the American citizen? NPR, PBS, all footed by you, the taxpayer. You know, and if you write an op-ed critical of National Public Radio, as they call it, NPR, you're going to get attacked. 87 people in the newsroom, said Uri Berliner, 87 Democrats. It's a perfect score. Unbelievable. Congressman Scott Perry is joining me now from Pennsylvania's 10th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you on the program.
Well, it's great to be with you, Steve. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, you've introduced a bill to defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, because of propaganda. It's the No Propaganda Act. But Congressman, help me here. Didn't this used to be the law of the land in America, that you could not use these platforms for propaganda to begin with? What changed?
Yeah, of course. Of course it's the law. Well, nothing really changed. They've just been getting away with it, and no one will do anything about it. You know, if you want to be a propagandist in America, it's free country, so God bless you. You know, my claim and my position is that the taxpayer shouldn't be forced to pay for it. But they are. And, of course, no one on the left is, of course, they don't see anything wrong. They don't even see anything wrong with the fact that, you know, after $15 billion, this Corporation for Public Broadcasting is working with members of the Chinese Communist Party. They don't, you know, of course they don't see anything wrong with it. They want the same things here.
Well, of course they do. And you look, the Chinese Communist Party puts money into all sorts of places. Sometimes we notice on TikTok, for example, and sometimes we don't really pay attention, but yet they're fueling social media all the time, advertising all the time. They're trying to get clicks all the time. They're involved with public broadcasting every day, aren't they?
Right, absolutely, and your tax dollars, to a fantastic amount, go to support all of that. And I know that there's a lot of programming that a lot of people like, and if the Corporation for Public Broadcasting wants to continue with that, I suggest that they go out, find sponsors, raise money like everybody else, and continue on that mission. But the taxpayers would only hear one side of the story. I'm a taxpayer. I get tired of hearing the left version of everything. I'm immersed in it every day. For goodness sake, I serve in Congress, I talked to people at the polls in Pennsylvania yesterday. We had our primary, and the lady said to me, "I'm so tired of my taxes being. I'm forced to pay taxes to pay for things that I completely disagree with," and of course, this was one of them. And I couldn't agree with her more.
Well, I mean, Congressman, it gets worse than that, because there are efforts afoot in Congress on Capitol Hill, not just to pay for NPR and PBS, but to pay for local news all over the country. Well, you know, newsrooms are in trouble. It's getting tougher to get the message out there. So we need to infuse billions of dollars to pay for local news. That's one of the plans that's been talked about for the last couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, everything goes so well when the government does it. We all can be very confident that there's not going to be any waste, that there's not going to be any abuse, and that if we let the government be the arbiter of all our information, that we can sleep well at night knowing that they wouldn't put their thumbs on the scale. It's absolutely absurd, not to mention the fact that we have a $34 trillion debt right now, and by next month, we'll be at $35 trillion. And 100 days after that, we'll be at $36 trillion. So it just continues and continues. And, you know, I would say we have to prioritize what we're going to spend our money on. But this is something, if newsrooms are dying, maybe it's the model that they're using. And, you know, in a free market, people are deciding, look, I can get my propaganda
online. Or maybe the world just changes. Yeah, maybe the world just changes sometimes. For example, newspapers, the big wide ones. Remember the big wide newspapers we had? Those are gone. Then they got smaller. Now the size is a postage stamp, the ones that still exist. And they're going out of business because the world has changed. It's not my job to pick up the tab. If you don't have a working business model, that's on you. And why we have these Corporation for Public Broadcasting or PBS anymore, they compete right along every other with every other station, then compete for the money that the rest of us have to compete for. That's my message to them. I don't feel sorry for them one little bit.
No, I don't feel sorry for them at all. And everybody lives in this, in the real world, lives in this competitive environment where you have to do better than your competitor if you hope to do well and maintain survival. And they seem to think that they've got some special, they've got some special program where whether they're useless or whether they're efficient or any of that, that they must exist. And not only do they have to exist, but we have to be forced to pay for it. And I find it, I just find it unacceptable on every measure. And I think that
Americans do, Congressman. I think most people are disgusted by this. Look, we just saw the Congress spend another $95 billion, which I've been openly opposed to for a long time. I don't think it's money well spent, not most of it. I think that we're involved in places we shouldn't be involved. I think that we don't address the concerns of this country, being an open border, veterans sleeping on the streets, homelessness, drug abuse, fentanyl, and a whole host of other things that should be our priorities that are not. Instead, we're pumping money to NPR and PBS when we could do better things with that money. I mean, that's just the way I am. And look, like you said, we're adding $1 trillion of debt, what, every 100 days now? This doesn't end well for us. It is a predictable debt crisis, worse than anything Greece ever faced, worse than anything Portugal ever faced, because there's nobody to bail us out. Right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, of course, the ultimate insult upon injury, not only that taxpayers are forced to pay for this, but that the Communist Party of China would be involved. They walk around the planet telling everybody that we're their enemy, and they work every single day to destroy the United States of America. And yet our tax dollars, people that get up every morning early and head to work, they don't want to commit suicide, yet they're forced to pay for their nation, which apparently, some in our nation do want to have it do that. And so we're going to do everything we can to continue to highlight this. Of course, it came more to light. You've known it. I've known it for a long time, but it's become front and center to a lot of Americans who, they're busy living their lives. They're working, they're paying their taxes, they're paying their mortgages, they're trying to figure it out. And then they find out that this whistleblower says that every single person that works at this place is a hardcore leftist. And if you're Scott Perry,
nobody's surprised with it. Anyhow, Congressman, I appreciate it. Here's what I tell you folks that are paying attention, listening, and watching the program: it's the No Propaganda Act. Call your members of Congress, call your senator, say support this piece of legislation. Get my money out of supporting this propaganda, Congressman. I appreciate what you're doing, and I thank you for being here.
Well, thank you very much, and God bless you and your audience. Stay in the fight.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, stay in the fight, and fight the good fight all the way through. Scott Perry from Pennsylvania 10. There you have it. Let's see, coming up, Liz Peek will be joining me. You don't want to miss that here on The Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How?
If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented Well Connect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your Well Connect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. Well Connect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, Well Connect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to Well Connect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.